Diane Timberlake is buxom and robust. Chunky jewelry adorns her wrist. A gold cross shines from her necklace. But she didn't look much like this 7 years ago.
I was very, very small. I was like, you can look through me and I look like a toothpick.
She was serving time in federal prison in California for selling drugs. She had no idea she was sick. While she was there, she took Bible study classes and a drug rehab course. One day, she was called into an office to talk to a therapist.
They called me in there and they told me, and I just kind of like flipped out because I couldn't believe it.
Timberlake had HIV. Health officials from Alaska had contacted the prison because one of her former sexual partners had tested positive for the disease. Timberlake says she didn't know she was being tested until she was given the results. When she found out, she was in shock. Soon, word got around the prison camp where she was living, and no one wanted to be near her.
I mean, it was rough. They would, you know, they would spray out their showers, you know, and scrub it down with bleach, and they would scrub out the washer and dryer and scrub it down with bleach, and or if they really had a feather up their behind, they would turn around and throw all my clothes in the garbage, you know, things like that.
Timberlake says she received medical treatment, but she felt like she wasn't worth anything. She left prison with a comment from a prison worker on constant replay in her head. She was going to die. But then she visited the Alaskan AIDS Assistance Association, or 4AAs.
When I first came here, I was real scared. But then as my case manager, he helped me through it.
Her case manager connected her to medical treatment, housing, and other resources. She realized she could live a normal life with the disease. She got remarried, and now she encourages others to know their status.
I think it's okay to get tested. That doesn't mean you have it. You're just getting tested. That's like being responsible, you know? Because what if you do get into a relationship? You know, or you're doing drugs and stuff?
The Center for Disease Control recommends that everyone from ages 13 to 64 get tested on a regular basis. James Terry with the 4AAs says that only younger gay and bisexual men tend to get regular tests. Most of the population doesn't even think about it.
I sometimes talk about, you know, what I do for work, and people will say, oh, is HIV still a problem? Like, people just sort of, they stopped hearing about it and they assumed it went away. And it hasn't. Our rates of new infection haven't gone down since the mid-90s in this country.
Terry says testing is helpful no matter what the result.
Whether people test positive or negative, it leads to steps they can take to maintain a healthier life after that.
Like receiving treatment, which can also drastically reduce transmission, or taking preventative steps. For Timberlake, her status is now part of her identity and her life.
I'm not ashamed of having HIV, okay? I'm not. I'm not surprised that I've lived as long as I have, okay? So, I'm okay with where I'm at with it.
National Testing Week runs through Saturday. Free rapid tests are always available from the 4AAs and other organizations in the state. From the Urban Affairs Desk, I'm Ann Hillman.